Let's check in with Sergeant Spencer Crum from the Sonoma County Sheriff's Department. And Sergeant Crum has also been the public information officer for the Emergency Operations Center of Sonoma County. And good morning to you, Sergeant Crum.
Good morning, Pat. Thanks for having me.
I know that you spent most of the day out in Guerneville yesterday, and it sounds like at least some people heeded the evacuation warning.
Yeah, Steve Baxman out there, local fire chief, says about half the people decided to stick around. So we do have a few people that decided to brave the elements and stay locally in there in Guerneville as they are landlocked for the next couple of days.
Yeah, this next couple of days is going to be very, very important for the folks who live up there. And Supervisor Hopkins, Sergeant Crum, just told us that really the next few hours is going to be very important when it comes to the downtown part of Guerneville.
Yeah, this is going to get real interesting as the river is expected to rise until 10 o'clock tonight. A 46-foot crest is going to make it for real interesting times for the folks out there in the commercial district.
And what did you find in terms of the, what's the local response on the river? I know that that the National Guard is available there if need be. Are there enough resources to cover all of that area?
Yeah, so they've been great to us. We've gotten the resources we've asked for. I know we have four high water rescue vehicles in place by the National Guard that are available to use around the river for us for an emergency. But, these four is still not enough when you're needing help or many people are needing help. And so we hope that people heeded the warning to get out and call us if needed. But just know this will be a long, long response time.
Yeah, that's completely understandable. And you had eyes on that area. What did it look like to you?
I did. But you know what? I've not been out there this morning. I've talked to the guys, and I've gotten some video coverage. It looks like the water is not into the downtown area yet. The biggest problem our guys are telling me is that they can't really move around very well. You know, they're stuck at the Guerneville substation, and they can get a few blocks here or there, but they're kind of stuck on an island themselves. So, getting to people who might need a rescue or might need assistance is just going to be really difficult today.
And that was the warning yesterday. Here's the problem. It's not whether, somebody can stay put. Some people on stilts, a lot of them can stay put in a flood like this. However, getting emergency personnel to you is the issue of the day. And again, the next 36 hours are going to be very, very important when it comes to the Russian River. Anything else we should be concerned about, Sergeant Crum? Because this flooding issue is not solely in the Russian River area.
Yeah, there's flooding everywhere, so traffic is really brutal out there today. We just heard that River Road Mirabel is shutting down due to flooding, and so anybody in the Forestville area is going to have to go through like 116 through Sebastopol and Cotati if you want to get to Santa Rosa. It's going to be a long route. Everybody use your patience tool and plan on taking plenty of time to get where you need to go.
And we'll just say that the sheriff's office is very good at updating their Facebook page, Sonoma Sheriff. So that is a place to look in between reports as well. Sergeant Crum, you're going to be busy again for the next couple of days. Thanks for checking in with us.
You bet. Call anytime.
That is Sergeant Spencer Crum of the Sheriff's Department, and we will talk to him a little bit later today and get an update, because as that river rises a few more feet, as we said, that's when the downtown businesses of Guerneville get inundated.